Wake up, kids. It's 10:30. You say nothing really changes but the date. You a grand slammer, but you know Babe Ruth. You gotta learn how to relate. I heard you swinging from the pearly gate. I got all the answers. Lo and behold, you got the right key, baby, but the wrong key. Ho, yo.
Ladies and gentlemen, boys and girls, children of all ages, introducing a bunch of guys talking about nothing. Well, a little bit of something. Episode 5, ENT, starts now.
What up, everybody? Welcome to episode 5. Got Slim back this week, so John and I don't have to fly as a duet, because we're getting a little uncomfortable with that anyway. So,
woo-hoo!
Welcome back, Slimmy.
I'm here. I'm awake. Barely.
Excuses already. Save it for the grind your gear section. And we got John here in that corner.
Ooh. Yeah, that's right. You know, your sportscaster's here.
All right, well, we're just going to jump right in, I guess, and we'll go ahead and start with the sports section.
That really gets me in the mood to talk about sports. Of course, the biggest news this month, as we wrap up this month, I should say, is the NCAA tournament. We already have two tickets punched into the Final Four, being the number one seeded North Carolina Tar Heels, and the number one seeded UCLA Bruins. You have Memphis and Texas and Kansas and Davidson. Davidson being our Cinderella team this year. We'll see who wins those and advances. Also, NCAA, I thought I'd throw this out there. I know Roy Hibbert's probably not listening. He's a center for the Georgetown Bulldogs. I think it is Bulldogs. But I think maybe he should have went to the draft last year, being they got knocked off in the second round this year in the tournament. Just thought I'd throw that out there. Also, other big news, baseball starts. It's time to start a brand new season. Give me another thing to talk about every week. The Atlanta Braves versus the Washington Nationals.
I'll be watching.
Yeah. It's a good time, you know, baseball start, and that means spring's here, and time to get warmer weather, right?
I got to say, not being an NCAA basketball fan or an NBA fan, this is the day I've been waiting for. Football has been gone for too long, and I'm basically only into baseball until the fantasy football draft prep work begins anyway, so this is the time I've been longing for. Let's get it going.
Yes, that's right.
Okay.
I hear that.
Woohoo! Yay!
As we get closer to the national tournament, it is, you know, we find out who gets the crown of the championship. It is an exciting time.
Championship.
And as you said, as baseball starts, you know, it gives us something else to watch as we wait for football season to start. It will definitely be an interesting matchup with Johan Santana getting his first start with the Mets versus the Florida Marlins. It starts at 3 o'clock, I believe, so hopefully that will be televised for everyone to watch.
What kind of impact do you think Santana's going to have over there, John?
I tell you what, Pedro's excited over there with the Mets, and it'll definitely take a lot of pressure off him. So I look for Johan Santana to make a huge impact, probably an 18-win season, maybe another MVP, as always. Probably about 150 strikeouts, because that's what he's good for.
Tell you, man.
There's your prediction.
He's a beast on the mound. And the thing that I like is that I was watching an interview yesterday on ESPN with the marketing director over there that basically sealed up the deal. And he said that all they gave up was young talent. So they gave up a bunch of minor leaguers for the best pitcher in the league right now. It doesn't seem fair to me. I mean, it's like the Mets are going to be the next Yankees.
Yeah, but I'd rather see the Mets do it than, you know, see Yankees in there again.
Well, you know, that's true.
Well, and another thing, last thing I got is for everyone that loves wrestling, WrestleMania is going on. And one of your big matchups that has to do with sports is Floyd Money Mayweather, who's a boxer, will be taking on the Big Show. That's tonight. You know,
my man's on the Big Show.
I think he's got a couple hundred pounds on him. His fist is the size of Mayweather's head, so I don't think it'll be that big of a match, but
I think we know where Mark is.
Yeah, Mark will definitely be in tune with the TV along with Jeff.
And don't
interview will be posted this week.
Yep, it'll be in episode 5.1, probably go live maybe Wednesday or Thursday this week. Give you a little bit of space between episode 5 and episode 5.1. Otherwise, why have two separate episodes? I don't know.
That is a good question.
It's a deep thought.
And, of course, as we get closer to the end of the NBA season, we're getting ready to see who's going to be MVP, Rookie of the Year, yada, yada, yada. I'm not a big basketball fan, but they're saying that the Rookie of the Year is probably going to be Kevin Durant or Al Horford, both looking real good for the Supersonics and for the Orlando Magic. For MVP, I don't know who you'd give it to. There's so many players out there that's done great that's really improving their team, like Tracy McGrady, you know, going 22-game win streak without Yao Ming. Kobe Bryant turning around with Paul Gasol. You know, there's too many questions out there to be answered right now. I'll just have to tune in to see who wins that.
Did you want to mention your special NFL episode that will be coming later this month?
Yeah, April. That's when you hear the draft.
Do you know what I think about when the birds and the killer bees come out? I think of the song October by Starlight Drive-In.
Yeah.
Yeah, I do too. I like it.
L-I-T-E.
L-I-T-E.
This is the
you don't do it right at all, dude. Sorry. Sorry, we didn't mean to interrupt the sports section with that intro song.
Yeah, no doubt. You want me to plug it, and then you just kind of plug your own stuff. Do I look like a multifunctional plug-in? Oh, I don't think so.
Yes, you are definitely a multifunctional plug-in, dude.
All right, anyways, the mock draft show that we'll be bringing to you, I can't even talk, will probably be in the next week or so. That'll be a special one. It'll probably be labeled as episode football. We'll give the whole first round picks, and there'll be questions of who I think should be number one and who Miami should go after number one, stuff like that. If there's any questions or anything you'd like to send in, email us at everythingnewsteam@yahoo.com or send something on our forum, which is now on our website.
Yes,
it is. Everythingnewsteam.webs.com.
Yeah.
And don't forget to tune in at the end of April for the real NFL draft.
Yeah, earlier, going back to the forum, we had an earlier version of the forum because we couldn't get the website version through freewebs.com to work for us. That was through Yahoo. Didn't seem to be a very popular choice, as in nobody went there. So we now have a forum, still not through Freewebs because they stink and they couldn't get it right for us. We now have a forum that is very, very similar to anyone who's used the forum at aroundcomics.com or comicgeekspeak.com. Very similar, and we have all the topics that we talk about on the show. And we'd like to start pulling topics from that forum to use on the show, but in order to do so, y'all got to go there. So like John said, go to the website. It's on the home page, and there's a link to it on the left side of the screen if you go to the forums page. Hopefully later this week, if not next week, we will have on the forums page a whole list of links, all the sources we've talked about as far as ComicGeekSpeak.com, AroundComics.com, ESPN.com, a direct link to Starlight Drive-In on MySpace. We're going to have all that up on one special page that's just going to be the forum and the links. And all you got to do is just go there to go to any of the subjects we've talked about to do as we said in episode one, dig a little deeper, because that's why we're doing this. So make sure you check that out. We're also going to put up a calendar. Gives you guys an idea what episodes are coming out, what special episodes are coming out as we arrange them, and also give you an idea where you can see us. You know, John and I mentioned last week that Mark was at a concert. It was an opportunity to meet Mark, if you really wanted to do that. And in June, you can meet the stars of the show. John and
definitely
I.
Definitely the stars of the show.
Yeah. Can we mute, Slim? You can meet the stars of the show, John and I. We will be at the Heroes Convention in Charlotte, North Carolina. Slim has already officially said he's out. He's not going to do it. So I think it's just going to be John and I, unless we drag Mark down with us. We are working.
And if you want to,
go ahead.
And if you're looking for us when we get there, just look for two yellow characters, one with a beard and one with that's our Simpson characters.
Yeah, our pictures. Those pictures are on the site if you want to find out what we look like. But the easiest way to find us are the free t-shirts that we're working on. Right, John?
Yes, that is. We'll be wearing them, promoting us, of course. And if you come find us and say, hey, I love your show, we'll give you a shirt. If you say, hey, I love your show, we know you're faking it, and we won't give you a shirt.
And we don't like fakers.
No.
Matter of fact, we might pretend to be interested in you and get your name so that we can grind our gears. So don't fake it. Mean it. That's what it counts.
Don't you fake it.
I can't exactly tell you where we're going to be, but we will more than likely spend a little bit of time in the podcast section, so start there. CGS is going to be there, Comic Geek Speak. They'll be there, so we're probably going to spend a little time at their booth. But beyond that, like we said before, we're not setting up a booth, so we will be all over the place. Just look for the t-shirts with the ENT logo that you fondly love that's been all over the website, all over iTunes, and so on and so forth, and that's where you'll find us.
Yeah, and we will do interviews, so if you see us, we will have quarters on us, and we'll do an interview or two.
Yep.
Just, you know, tell us what you love about the show, hate about the show, and let us know any feedback. If there's any questions you want to know, you know, we'll get you answers, or at least the best we can.
Yep. And that's...
ENT on the moon.
As far as we know at this point, that's all the dates that we know of, so... like I said, look for that calendar later this week. We're going to do a lot of more work on the website to get it where it needs to be for you guys to be more up to date. We've done a very good job, I think, in the music and Slim's page, the Starlight Drive-In, and the sports page. But I, personally speaking, I want to do a little bit more work for you guys on the comics page. And I think we could do a little bit more work on the movies page, too, so and the games section. So basically, we suck. I don't even know why you guys are listening.
But we're trying.
We are trying.
I'm not trying.
I try, but then I give up.
Yeah, I just give up. Slim, I don't know if you heard episode 4, but we are now international. We have over 1,000 listeners. Thank you all. After
what?
Yeah, after only 4.1 episodes, we have over 1,000 listeners. We're international. We're being listened to in the UK, including Poland and Finland in that area. We're also listened to in China, in South America, and now all over the U.S., including our newest states, Texas, Washington, California, and some of our older states that are listening to us, Colorado, Kansas, Florida. We just added a couple New England states. Ohio, of course, is listening to us. And North Carolina, Atlanta. We're all over the place, man. So want to let you guys know we appreciate you. Send us some emails. We'll get you up on the podcast. We've already said before, everything newsteam@yahoo.com. We'll mention you all over the place. So send us some emails.
Send us some emails.
Find us in the forum. If you want some of Slim's music, find us on iTunes. Both the podcast and his music are on iTunes under Starlight Drive-In, L-I-T-E.
And
that's enough selling of our wares. Let's go right to the music section. Hit us with that funky intro, John.
Yeah, baby. Yeah. Woo! Back again. That's like soda. Get bigger and bigger each time, baby. Feeling real good, too.
And of course, this week it's hosted by none other than Slim.
Yeah, it's me. All right. I was going to go with two bands today to talk about. So the toss-up, I want to talk about them both so people can hear about them. First one I want to talk about is called The Foxglove Hunt. They're out of Phoenix, Arizona. They're a pop, new wave, indie band. Their style's like really reminiscent of like the 80s. Their album's just now available on iTunes. It's really good. I downloaded it myself. If you listen to it, it sounds like you're listening to like something from like really like 80s.
If
you're listening to the soundtrack of like 16 Candles or something, I'll post like if I post links to their MySpaces on there.
Okay,
the next band.
All right, so music. Got any? Nope. All right. Comics.
The next one I want to talk about is a band called 1969.
69. I remember that year.
I bought my first real six string.
Oh, what?
Five,
a
five and dime.
Ladies and
actually, it's the side project for probably my favorite artist ever, Butch Walker. I've seen him live. He's amazing. He's great, great producer, singer. And his album is coming out on the 1st of April. It's called Maya. And you can go to friendsorenemies.com and you can listen to their first track, Ready to Explode, only available there. And also, there's some pretty good stuff with some, like, where you can listen to it for, like, free at a website, but I can't say it because there's a cuss word in it.
Oh.
Yeah, you can find it if you go to myspace.com/ButchWalker, and it'll be on there.
And we'll put a link to friendsorenemies.com on our website, too, so that you guys can get to it from our main site.
Yeah, the main single we should all listen to is called Wreck Me, off of the 1969 page. Really good.
I think I've heard it. Doesn't it go, wreck me, bend me, any way you want me? I've heard that song.
I think that's the Lovin' Spoonful.
I'll take me a Lovin' Spoonful.
I'll take me a Lovin' Bowlful.
Anyways, music. Got some? No? All right, comic.
That's it.
We've given you directions to get to the links, and we'll do what we can to try and get a feed up for you so that you can hear it from our site. May even be some background music on the music page if we can get with Mark sometime and try and get that set up. All right. What section you guys want to move on to next? Movies?
Yeah, two movies.
All right. The movies section. And again, Mark isn't here. What a bum. All right, comics?
Comics? You mean movies? Because you just had the movie section. And you said,
yeah. But we don't have any movies.
Oh, you're dumb.
I'm watching Clueless right now.
Huh?
I have no idea what he's saying.
What?
I'm watching the movie Clueless right now.
What?
Oh, Clueless.
Huh?
Gotcha.
What?
Yeah. Alicia Silverstone.
I don't get it.
Yeah, you're clueless. Okay.
I love how she talks weird.
Okay, now we're getting creepy. The creepy section,
yeah.
Creepy section of the show is at the end. John, you got some movies? I have a movie I'm going to watch, but I haven't watched yet. V for Vendetta, and I'll talk about that next week.
Yeah, and I've got Death Proof. I'm still trying to watch.
You can't talk about that every week.
Film. And
at least he knows the director's name this time.
Hey, I got another classic, though, for everyone to watch. Super Troopers. Oh, yeah.
I haven't seen
Definitely
it.
A good one. Oh, my. You don't know what you're missing.
Oh, I got a classic for you, John.
Funniest movie ever.
Since we're not talking about the movies and we're just saying the titles as fast as we can, I got a movie for you, John. It's a classic. It's a great one. I thought about it the other day and thought about you. Uncle Buck with John Candy.
That is a good movie.
Can't get enough of it. Uncle Buck.
There's another movie I watched last night, Knocked Up, for anybody who's seen that. Hilarious movie.
Yeah,
I
like
it. In fact, if you've never seen Swingers, you wouldn't know that they plug it in the movie. Joe, I know you probably didn't know this, but as they're driving to Vegas, he goes, your money, baby. A nice little plug from Swingers.
I don't even remember that part.
Swingers.
Yeah, so you're going to have to watch that and find that little plug if anybody has seen the movie Swingers.
We are diehard Swingers fans. I'm surprised, actually, we don't have any Swingers stuff up on the site.
We need to get that on there.
We will.
Listen to Slim. He's been on two episodes. He's telling us what we got to do.
Yeah, do it.
Get out, man. We dedicated a whole point one episode to you.
Make it happen.
That's it. I'm done.
He's gone.
I don't have a sound effect for throwing my mic on the ground, but that's what I did. I don't
know. Probably sound something like...
Yeah, I don't know how you can still hear me. But so do we want to talk about any of the movies? Or do we just mention the titles?
You could probably chit-chat a little bit about it.
All right. Anybody seen V for Vendetta?
I love it.
Is it good?
Oh, yeah.
I know it's based on the Alan Moore book, but I don't know too much else about it.
Yeah, it's pretty good. They kept saying that at the time. They kept basing it saying that it was like being a knock on the Bush administration. But really, the book was made back in the mid-'80s. Like not even, but you still can draw the parallels.
Yeah, it seems like they're always looking for some way to tie it back into something political.
In the current situations, yeah.
Like,
let's just look outside of that and just look at it as a movie. It was a good movie. Like, he's a freedom fighter trying to rise up and overthrow his government.
Yeah, and that's what I wish people would do that more often and actually look at how the movie's categorized. It's not fact; it's fiction.
Yeah, and, it's based on a comic book.
Yeah. It's kind of like Heroes. My wife and I just finished watching season one of that, and there's one episode in particular that is strangely... Have you guys seen season one of Heroes?
No.
A couple episodes here and there when there's nothing else on.
There was an episode where it was 5 years in the future, and they talk about this great tragedy that happened in New York City and how it was a lesser of two evils and it was a reasonable sacrifice, or I forget the terminology. But the whole episode basically sounded like some of the theories you hear going around about how 9/11 was planned. And as tragic of an event as that was, how people can honestly say somebody planned that to either earn their seat in presidency or whatever. I mean, I don't care what people think about the president. That's none of my business. This isn't a political show. But it just seems strange that all of a sudden a show like Heroes that we were actually enjoying, we both looked at each other at the same time and thought, was that necessary? I mean, it's plain as day. Like, they were at, it even looked like they were standing in ground zero in this episode. I mean, it was sad. Like, there was no need for that. But aside from that, I thought season one was pretty good. I didn't see any of season two because, as I might have mentioned before, I work third shift, so I don't see a whole lot of the evening shows until they come out on DVD. But I'm definitely waiting for Heroes to come out for season two because I thought season one was really, really good. But like Slim said, you gotta recognize these are based on comics. You know, they're written by comic writers, Jeff Loeb and Tim Sale. These aren't actual factual things based on history.
I'd like to plug a TV show myself. Anybody who's never seen Always Sunny in Philadelphia.
Yeah, you mentioned that before to me.
Oh, that show is hilarious. Oh, man. They're actually thinking about coming out with a season four, and I'm kind of hoping they do. I've seen the first three, and I recommend anyone going out and getting it. The only problem is it does have some cussing in it and some explicit scenes, so it's not suitable for children.
And that's become a really big cult classic, I've noticed. A lot of people, like, it's like one of those shows you watch when you're in the know. Like, somebody recommended it to you, so you watch it. And it's like a tight-knit, their audience is basically a tight-knit group of only people who know people who watch it.
Like a cult following.
Yeah.
That's what gets the cult hit.
Yeah, it's really, I mean, John says it's pretty good. I actually haven't seen it. I don't have access to that network. So what network is it on, John?
Yeah, I haven't seen it either.
What channel is that on?
It's on FX.
Oh, it was on FX? I thought it was on, like, HBO or something.
No, it was on FX.
Well, I got FX now. I might try and catch that if they do another season of it. So I've heard a lot of good things about that.
Hilarious.
I know Danny DeVito's in it. Who else is in that? Do you know?
Yeah, that's all I know, too, is Danny DeVito.
That's the only main star. The other three people all wrote the show. And so there's three guys and a girl. Two of them... the guy and the girl are actually twins, and they're the son and daughter of Danny DeVito, and he has two friends that help run a bar with him, and it's just absolutely hilarious.
You guys would like to email us and talk about how much more fun it would be for Mark to be doing this segment than us, send us an email, everythingnewsteam@yahoo.com, or find us on the forum, www.everythingnewsteam.webs.com. And we also
Don't
have...
Don't be shy.
MySpace. We have a MySpace page, John.
MySpace.com/everythingnewsteam. Add us as your friends, send us a message, a comment, anything.
And you Please. Can. And we promise this will be the last episode where we plug everything after every segment. We just want to get the point.
So you don't get bored with us and leave because we don't want that. We want you around for a while.
And we don't so want to talk monotone.
And so I can bore you with sports every single week. Thank you.
We're just playing. We're also on iTunes, Not Everything really. News Team on iTunes. We have a fantasy baseball league that's probably going to be defunct because the season starts and we don't have anybody in it. So send us an email, guys. We got a couple people that's interested. Susan did email us back and say that she'd try it if we could fill it. So call us, email us. Track us down with your hunting dogs. Do something. Find us. We need you.
Okay, let's move on to the next subject. Okay, let's do games then.
All right.
Wicked Wicked Games. Okay, a popular game out right now, Rainbow Six Las Vegas, the one that just came out. Heard real good graphics, real good scenes, scenarios, great layout. And also, the new Halo that came out like in November It's actually been quoted as the game of the year, so Halo came out with a special edition. It's actually got 4 new maps, and it'll, I believe it's a special edition on the cover, so pick it up.
Uh-oh.
In any game store now.
I know, you're a big fan of those type of games.
Well, you know, I love to shoot and kill people. On video games.
Present.
Nothing like some street crime.
Oh, and we should mention that both of these games are rated mature, so please don't buy them for your children.
I just read...
You must be older than 10, but...
or 9.
Yeah.
Some 9-year-olds.
Elementary school kids can tell you how to get through GTA.
Yeah. More, they know more information about that stuff than we do.
You got to get to some GTA, though. That's the best game. And like Mark said a couple episodes ago, since he hasn't been on that long, that comes out in a couple months.
You know what game's coming out that's going to be completely, totally wicked? Anybody?
I bet it comes out NFL Draft Weekend.
Nope. That's not the game I'm talking about. This game, I'm salivating. I'm so excited about it, dude. Mario Kart for Wii.
Oh, my God. What? Are you kidding me?
I know, dude. I could tell you're excited. You can't even believe it. You're taken aback.
I'm speechless.
Excited. I knew Slim was. Slim's the one who told me. He sent me a letter at, you know, study hall.
That's a lie.
I don't lie. Psst, you're off the show.
Yeah, while you guys are sending notes in study hall, I'm getting emails.
Wiki
say,
email.
Do you like Mario Kart? Check yes or no.
Do you want to start emailing instead of passing notes? Check yes or no.
How do we use pencil?
So are we buying Mario Kart? Am I the only one?
Yeah,
I think you're pretty much all on that category.
Well, how about this one? If you go to Yahoo Games, you could read all about it, because there's no way I'm telling you any more information, because I would hate to spoil this. But let me just read the description to you. Couples therapy. Can't handle the stress of wedding season? Then forget the vows and say I do to these easygoing wedding games. That's right, ladies and gentlemen. Online, stress-free wedding games.
It
doesn't get any crazier than that. I got to stop watching this website.
Wow, I am so excited now.
I know.
I can't help myself.
My life won't even be the same after this.
Nope.
Well,
I can't wait to get married so I can play some games.
I did want to mention that Metal Gear Solid 4 is coming out. Everybody loves Metal Gear Solid. I'm definitely a big fan of Metal Gear Solid.
You played it since the first one, haven't you?
Oh, yeah. It's real good. You know, the first one when you could just knock on things, and then they go, huh? And then they turn the corner, you come up behind them and snap their neck. I mean, that's cool.
Over here.
Once again, rated mature.
We don't even need to use electronic sound effects anymore. Knock on things. Wiki games.
Talking about games!
Mark, you need to come back, dude. Yeah. You need to come back.
One thing I did want to mention, I heard that Street Fighter is actually going to be made into a movie. I don't know if you guys heard anything about that. I should have mentioned.
I heard a little bit about that, but not much.
I thought they were talking about that a long time ago.
I'm excited.
So who's in it? Do we know?
It's not Jean-Claude Van Damme.
Come on.
No.
Chuck Norris.
There was only one actor picked so far, but he's not a real big name that I know of.
So it's real short, like Yee?
And then Joe mentioned something before the podcast about the A-Team being a movie. Could you tell us a little bit about that?
No, because movie section's over.
That's harsh.
Mention it anyway.
We don't.
I asked about it.
According to Yahoo.com, we don't know a whole lot about the movie, according to Yahoo.com. We only know that it is coming out June 12th of next year, which, of course, will change because all movie premiere dates change a year in advance. So they don't even know who's playing Mr. T. So at this point...
Probably Mr. T.
Well, they're not sure. They think there might be a better person to play Mr. T other than Mr. T.
How about Bing Rhames?
Oh, he's a big dude, man. That'd be pretty cool.
Oh, yeah.
What would Mr. T do? He's been waiting for this his whole career. What's he going to do, wrestle again?
He looks the same, too.
I know.
He never changes.
You'd think he'd be hunchback from all that gold by now, but nope.
I know.
He's still upright.
I bet he makes a cameo in it, though.
He'd have to, dude. How many of those guys are even alive, though?
I think two.
Mr. T?
Because the pilot's dead. Because didn't he have... Yeah, he died of something. I don't even remember what it is. I hate to say it on a podcast.
No,
one kid
from smoking those cigars.
Oh.
Let's have a moment of silence for the dead pilot.
Who shall?
Okay, it's over.
Wait, he should shout. Okay,
if I get an email from like his family, he's still alive.
Yeah, he'll leave.
Dang it. Well, he's like the only one left other than Mr. T.
That's why we left him nameless.
Still alive, dang it.
What's wrong with you people? I'm in the movie.
I'm third guy in the deli.
You know, it'd be funny, though, if they pick Jim Carrey to do Murdoch.
They're going to need somebody crazy, but it seems like Jim Carrey's losing all his roles to the 40-year-old virgin.
I hate that guy. No offense, but Steve Carell, isn't that his name or something?
Yeah. See, I kind of like him, but I'm getting tired of that type of acting. Like, Jim Carrey did it with a little bit different type of style. Now everybody's wanting to be the next Will Ferrell.
Yeah, and you can't be.
Yeah, even Will Ferrell's getting
old. There can only be one.
I'm getting tired of Will Ferrell himself, let alone any copycats.
Yeah, but Jim Carrey, he lost all his respect when he did that number 23 movie. I'm sorry, but you don't do serious movies when you're a comedian.
I thought that movie was good, dude.
No.
Have you seen it?
I'm sorry. No, I've never seen it.
I haven't watched it yet.
I was going to say, man, that movie's actually pretty good.
How about last summer?
See? That's how important that movie is to some people.
He's like, I don't even know where it is anymore.
I know. You know I own it.
I've been
three times since then.
Like, I'm like John, though. I wouldn't have watched it, but I just happened to be in a situation where a bunch of people were watching it and I was around, and I actually got caught up in it. It was pretty good. Like, it's a movie you definitely have to be paying attention to get it, but I thought it was decent. It's definitely a different side of Jim Carrey. I thought he did pretty good in it. There was a serious movie he did a few years back called The Majestic that he did pretty good in, too.
Yeah, I was just getting ready to mention that. That one was pretty good. Well, he was also in Unfortunate Events or something. I don't know what his name
was. Lemon Snicket.
Yeah.
That was pretty good. I actually liked that.
I never saw that one, Ned.
I didn't see that one either. I bought the soundtrack.
Slim doesn't watch movies.
That was actually a pretty good movie with Jim Carrey. He had his still craziness in it, but he was serious in some parts.
Craziness and seriousness.
What a combination.
He's a one-two punch.
I was glad he didn't do The Mask 2, though, because we already knew that movie was going to flop, so why waste your time?
Boo!
You see?
Well, and don't forget Indiana Jones is coming out.
Oh, yeah!
Slim, you got any inside
information? Definitely going to be watching that.
I'll be looking forward to that.
We're gonna set Slim loose on trying to find some more information on it. I did see a little bit of a preview, but I didn't manage to catch the tag information in time to put it on the site. But I did put something else on the site, since we're backtracking through all the previous topics. In relation to sports, did either one of you guys see the special soccer clip I put on the website?
No, I'll be checking that out immediately following the show.
John, did you see it? It's on your page.
No, but I will check it immediately when I have time.
I'm going to have to ruin the surprise for you. I hate to tell you this, but even this is before we even get into the comics section. Spoiler alert, there's a video on our website with elephants playing soccer.
No way.
I'm telling you guys, it's the funniest thing I've ever seen. My son loves it, so I know you guys will like it.
Well, you're comparing your son, who is
multi-talented.
Like, yet.
Are you dissing on my son, dude?
Well, he's my nephew, so yeah.
Harsh.
You know what that sound means. It's time for the comic section.
Actually, that doesn't mean anything.
I'm going to introduce it anyway. So.
That was the music to cheer us up, because John was bringing us.
And it did.
Breaking news. I got some breaking news.
Breaking news. Hang on. Hang on. Breaking news.
Typewriter that.
Yeah.
Are you ready? Insert breaking news here.
I found the title for the Indiana Jones movie.
Uh-oh.
It's Indiana Jones and the Raiders of the Early Bird Special.
I thought you were going to say Indiana Jones 4. Oh, no. What a shock.
I think he's like 70 or something. He's just running from that big ball. He's going to get flattened.
Isn't that one dude in it, Shia LaBeouf or whatever his name is?
Yeah, Shia.
Shia, that's it.
He's actually the next up-and-coming actor, they say.
Well, yeah,
oh, yeah.
He's doing all the big
stuff. He was the hook
now.
Of Transformers. You need to watch it. Who needs robots when you got funny Shia LaBeouf?
I don't know. The actress opposite him would have been a good enough reason for me.
I'll watch it with Mute when she's on.
Fix that car. Fix it.
Yeah. You grind those gears.
He doesn't even have the key in the ignition. He's like, it's not working. It's not working. She's like,
burn that key.
Okay, we got to move on. We're getting into We're getting into a zone that's not safe.
Let's back away slowly.
I think we only get one comics intro from John each show, and we've already wasted it. So, this is the comics section with your host, me, and Slim. Okay, we got a lot of stuff to cover. This week, I actually read some books. DC Comics, Countdown to Final Crisis, number 5. Green Lantern, number 29. The Flash, 238. And Lord Havoc and the Extremist, a Countdown excerpt. And that's it. We'll see you guys next week. I'm just kidding. Okay, countdown number 5. Slim, did you read it?
Yes, I did.
Oh, I was about to kick you off the show again. What did you think of this? I mentioned last week how it was interesting to be coming from the point of view of Buddy Blank. And I never read any of the original Kirby stuff, but I did know that, you know, Command D and, you know, all that stuff was involved in the Kirby stuff, and it seems like we're right back where they wanted us to be. Like, all the spoilers and stuff that came out about where this could be going, I mean, we're here. So what's going to happen now, Slim?
Oh, you're really asking me? Okay.
Yeah, I don't know.
Well, pretty much touching on earlier when you were talking about the Salvation Run.
Mm-hmm.
That planet that they're sending all the villains to that got intercepted was intercepted by Desaad. And he sent them to some kind of planet that the new gods knew about, and they were supposed to be, like, training them to be, like, parademons or whatnot, turn into those.
What?
Yeah. So they were that's who was behind the transfer to the different prison planet. And that's coming. That's a big spoiler, but as I keep saying, the bad guys are going to win in this one. That's what the big Final Crisis is. Dark Side wins. Game over.
But do you think the explanation was kind of funky in, what was it, Justice League, when they're like, yeah, the prisoners are supposed to come to this planet, but somehow got sent to another planet? I mean, in Salvation Run, it's not like all of them got sent to that planet at once. It was, like, ongoing. So how did they keep intercepting it over and over again without anybody knowing?
Yeah.
And then
the SAD was just, like, working with probably Waller.
Oh, you think they're in cahoots?
Yeah, because if you look through other stories, you can see, like, where he's always in the background with them, like with Penguin in the Gotham Underground series. He's been working with him.
Man, I'm going to have to go back through my old books now and try and find out how deep the rabbit hole goes.
Oh, it's like a breadcrumbs throughout the entire thing so far since, like, last summer.
Oh, I love that
stuff. Where you look, there's, like, a little piece of something that can connect to something else, to, like, now.
It sort of reminds me of the Saw movie series, how even stuff in Saw 1 is relative to stuff that's going on in Saw 4, you know?
Yeah.
I kind of dig that because it adds value, in my opinion, to having Saw 1 or still going out and seeing Saw 1, whereas Saw 1 or, you know, the first movie in a series like that, like Halloween, wouldn't really mean a whole lot anymore after, like, 20 of those movies came out, but they're still adding value to it, so you still want to see it because you think there's something you're missing. And to me, I didn't actually read all of 52. I know that I kind of fed off of you to get a lot of the information.
I did, yeah.
I think I got, like, the last 25 issues, but I didn't get the first 27,
25, 50. Joey, come lately.
I'm sorry, dude. I got all the Countdown, for what that's worth, and all the extras that go with it. But I thought this book was pretty good. I like the cover. I'm not sure what Collins 07 after Kirby means. That's what the artist has got written in the sky on the cover, but I'm sure it's some kind of dedication to Jack Kirby. But
well, they're pretty much killing off all the new gods, and as the talk is, they're making like avatars, where like the spirit of that new god, like what they used to be,
will
take over the body of like a human. And pretty much, if you look back to the Grant Morrison series, we had the Seven Soldiers of Victory. I think that was that like last summer or summer ago.
Yeah.
Do you remember that?
Yeah, briefly.
Well, they had the Mr. Miracle one. And everyone kept saying, well, I ain't Mr. Miracle. Who's that? Turns out he's been working on this stuff for the Final Crisis since then. He's been planting this stuff.
Oh,
actually,
man.
The Mr. Miracle series actually is takes place like after the Final Crisis, where he's taken over the body of some guy named Shiloh. I think it's his name or something.
Is that sort of what they're building up to with the Spectre and Eclipso too?
Possibly. They're making them all like all the gods like taking over different people.
Because Eclipso's been
more like an entity.
Yeah, Eclipso's been like three different people, and I guess he's back to one of his original characters now. And as you know, Spectre's got a whole new personality now that he's with that. I think he's a former detective or something. But
he's got a good team.
Yeah, and he seems to have a little bit more control over when the Spectre gets involved, too, which is interesting. I don't think it's realistic, but it's interesting. But again, it's comics.
Yeah.
For all those people who say Countdown's not worth it, it's not going fast enough, and like Slim said, there are so many other things going on. If they went any faster, you wouldn't stand a chance to get all this other stuff processed in your head, especially if you're reading other books. And with the next book I'm getting ready to talk about, it's hard not to read other books when Geoff Johns is still out there cranking out books. Did you happen to read Green Lantern number 29?
Yeah.
Good. I don't have to talk about it then. what's the deal with going back to Secret Origin? Are they adding to the origin here? Because I didn't know he was involved with John Stewart that early in his life.
Yeah, I think that's just the way of them just like, I don't know, adding it into it so people can be like, oh, I didn't know that. Because it didn't really happen, but they're just changing it so it happened.
So
but
like,
more, just building more on the predecessor for Hal Jordan, how he knew about the Blackest Night that's coming up.
Yeah, I thought that
was... And was trying to warn people because he's like Sinestro's best friend. I'm looking to see... I'm seeing that they're going to build towards like a Sinestro as an anti-hero. Kind of like Black Adam.
Yeah.
Are you seeing that what they're doing with him too?
Yeah, and I was really
like
into
that.
The
entire thing with the Sinestro corpse, he did so that the Green Lanterns would be able to get everything that he wanted the Green Lanterns to have when he was a Green Lantern. Lethal Force and all that stuff.
Do you think that
like they're... trying to make the Green Lanterns better.
Do you think they're going to try and say that Abin Sur was killed off because he knew too much about the Black Knight, or the Blackest Knight?
Maybe. I think it said something like it sets up towards, I think it's the Red Lanterns. And if you look at the last page, the Red Lanterns are going to fight him.
Okay.
So I think it's something that they might chase him to Earth, and he was trying to come to Earth to like stop it or something, whatever.
So have the Red Lanterns been around this entire time, just not talked about?
Might have been, because the blue ones just popped up a couple issues back.
Yeah, I know they haven't really dealt with these things, but I'm wondering if that's how they're trying to set up the storyline. That's interesting. Going back to what you mentioned about all these new gods and stuff being avatars, have you heard what's going to happen with Mary Marvel? I know her symbol and her uniform is different now, but I saw the preview of the next cover of, I think it's Countdown, and she's on the cover, or at least they want you to think it's her on the cover with the two different uniforms.
Yeah.
What's the deal with that? Has she got some kind of...
I checked out on the Newsarama. They had a couple of pages up about it, and they showed Darkseid showing up in Mary Marvel's apartment, saying that he's noticed that her powers have gotten weaker from what those Olympic gods gave her a couple of issues back in the Countdown.
Mm-hmm.
And he offers her back the Eclipso power, and it shows her accepting it. It says he just needs one favor. So she's got turned to the dark side, which led up to the spoiler, Seduction of the Innocent.
Ooh.
So he's got Mary Marvel on his side.
So she still has some of Black Adam's dark power in her?
Yeah. Well, no, I guess it was the Eclipso power, I think, maybe.
Oh, jeez. I totally forgot about her having that for a while.
So it looked like he had like a marble in his hand. It was like purple. So I guess Eclipso, because they always call her purple.
Yeah, I got a feeling, as twisted as things have been in the last 2 years in DC, it's about to get a lot worse. Like, I've mentioned on the show before that I was a diehard Marvel fan, and I'm not a big person who just jumps onto the latest crisis, but in my opinion, especially with the birth of podcasts, and here's another boost for CGS and around comics, it has been a perfect scenario for someone like me who's not a huge DC fan outside of knowing who Batman and Superman and Flash and Green Lantern are, and a basic thing about their origins from Super Friends, but that's it. It's been a perfect opportunity for me to jump on board because there's podcasts out there saying, you know, this came from Jack Kirby, you know, an influence and blah, blah, blah. And without me actually listening to them saying, this book sucks, and actually listening to the history behind all that and taking in all these different books who's going through every major event, basically, that's happened in the last 20, 30 years, it has been a huge opportunity. I think when this is all said and done, I'm going to feel like one of those people who knows so much more now about the DC history. it's a unique opportunity, and anybody who out there who can get these trades and who's interested in jumping on to some of these main DC titles, it's not just superhero this, superhero that, but actual stories, do it. You're not going to regret it. These are actually pretty worthwhile reads. The other thing I wanted to ask you, there's been a bunch of spoilers, and I don't feed into, you know, trying to figure out what's going on before it happens most of the time. But now that they're actually teasing it in the books, do you know what's going on behind this Batman Rest in Peace storyline?
Only from what you can guess of it, because, as you know, the writer is Grant Morrison, who's also writing what? Final Crisis.
Convenient.
So you know something's going to be going on. He's going to have to feed into that.
See,
earlier, and they had like a different comic convention. I forget where it was at. But Fan was asking, like, where can we read more about Red Robin spinning out of the countdown?
Yeah.
And all he would say was Batman R.I.P. There's going to be something we're going to combine it all.
See, I've heard rumors.
They're going to kill him.
I was going to say, I've heard rumors from everything, you know, from the obvious that Batman might be dying to the fact that Batman's is going to be or already is a god. And I don't even know how to wrap my mind around that.
Yeah, but I don't want to see Bruce Wayne as a new god. Bruce Wayne.
It's sort of like the Spider-Man thing. Once you cross that line, the only way you can go back is have, you know, Mephisto come and make a deal with you to kill your wife or kill your relationship or kill your aunt and erase time so that everybody who's reading those books is unhappy. There's no easy way to go back once you've crossed that line. So,
have you checked out the DC website and looked at the upcoming issues of Robin?
No. I read Robin through the Ra's al Ghul series, and then I kind of fell out of it because I wasn't impressed with how that ended.
Yeah, I just read the Ra's al Ghul one, which ended really quickly. But if you look forward in, like, their advances, they'll show, like, the one scene where it's, like, reminiscent of where it's got Robin holding Batman in his arms. And Batman looking like he had the crap beat out of him. And it says this sets up Tim to become the Dark Knight or something like that.
Have you noticed...
That's what they're pushing for. Read through the Teen Titans.
Well, I've noticed in the past year, they've set up all of the Robins to be considered as one of the next Batmans. I mean, it's really been interesting at one point or another. Like, I don't think, obviously, it's going to be, what's his name? The Red Robin. I don't think it's going to be him now that he's moved on to the Red Robin uniform. But, I mean, even Dick Grayson, there's been words in the, I think, Gotham Underground and during the Ra's al Ghul series, there's been words mentioned that it just kind of steers you that way. Just enough to be like, well, you know something's coming. Could it be him that comes over and takes over the mantle? But I don't think it's going to be him anymore either. I think you're right about Tim, because now they're talking about putting the original Teen Titans back together and making them just the Titans, which should have been done years ago. Either way, it's interesting to me, because now you got, you know, the right Flash to come back onto the scene to actually get that pulled off, which brings me conveniently into the next book, Flash 238. Did you read that one?
Yep.
I'm going to let you comment first. I wasn't impressed.
Yeah, I'm thinking about stopping reading it for a while.
It
just hasn't been that good.
And it's like they had good intentions, but when they pulled the plug on the original writer, it was like they didn't know what to do. They got the freakish boy with the big muscles and the girl who doesn't the daughter doesn't even use her powers much. I mean, it's interesting. The one thing I will give them out of this book is I like the villain. I've always thought that somebody should capitalize on the fact. Yeah, somebody should capitalize on the fact that that's basically happening to the world, at least to America right now. We're watching all this reality TV and all this crap, and that spin is representative of what's happening. So I do like that part of the book. I don't know how much more time I want to spend on that one, though, because the rest of it stunk. I don't even know that I'm going to pick up the next issue to find out how that ends.
I'm not. I looked ahead. I'm going to read the one where it's like probably like in July. That's pretty good, I think, and how about it?
How about Lord Havoc? Are you reading that one?
No, I didn't get into that. I just didn't pick that one up since the beginning.
I originally wasn't going to get into it because it seems so much different than the rest of the DC, and I'm still trying to figure out DC, so I thought, nah, I'm going to stay away from this because I don't get into Wildstorm either, so I thought it seemed too much like that. But then Countdown started referencing things that was going on in Lord Havoc, and I thought, well, if I'm going to do this, I'm going to do it all the way. You know, what's another 8 books? Because at the top, it says such and such number of 8. So I thought, well, I'll just go ahead and pick it up, and I'll just start getting into it. And it actually has been really, really good. Like, in each issue, they've introduced the character and their background, which is twisted as all hell. And it's just dark enough to make DC... It's like the Marvel Knights series of Marvel, really. And I was really into it, and I looked at the top of this book, and I thought, 6 of 8, like, it's a good storyline, but man, there's 2 more issues? I mean, how are we going to wrap this up before Final Crisis? And conveniently, conveniently, at the end of the book, it says that this is it. He says you could catch up with these guys in Countdown. Now, why in the front of the...
It pulls it before the next 2 issues?
Yeah. Let me open this up and I'll read to you what it says. Like, you know the last page where it says, you know, it's got the cover and it tells you what's coming up and all that junk?
Yeah.
It says, Lord Havoc and the Extremists may be over, but their adventures continue in the pages of Countdown. And on the front of the book it says 6 of 8.
You got comic block.
I know. So I'm like, well, this sucks. I picked up a book that apparently nobody else cares about, but it hasn't really been that bad. I mean, if I had to cut back my expenses even more, I would drop it for other books, but it's been decent.
I didn't pick it up. I was afraid to get invested in it.
Yeah, it's been decent. I mean, it's not horrible, but the books I have left are indies. Do you have anything mainstream that you want to talk about with Marvel or DC before I move on?
I picked up The Mighty Avengers, number 11, and I could have skipped it. It was just a filler issue left over from last issue. It's like, just get to the Secret Invasion.
Did this one seem to come out... Like, I have this one, but I haven't read it yet, and I was looking through the books I still have yet to read, and it seemed like number 10 just came out. Are they trying to catch up?
They were, because they were badly behind with the whole symbiotes being running around New York.
Well, didn't the other one just come out like a week ago?
They got wrapped up in New Avengers like 2 months ago or 3 months ago.
And I think that's why Mighty Avengers is such a wasted read now. I mean, they haven't even caught... I mean, they're still dealing with the symbiote a couple issues ago. It's like, yeah, go on, man. I mean, when are you going to get to the part where Captain America dies?
Yeah. Breaking news!
Wait, Captain America... What? ...book anymore? What happened? I have it on my dresser to read, but I haven't actually got to them yet. So I thanks for giving me something to look forward to.
May all your dreams come true.
Yes.
It's just like a good... It's a filler issue. It continues and stuff. And gives you some more eyebrow raisers for, like, the Secret Invasion. Like, ooh, could she be one? Is he one?
Yeah. And to me...
We'll talk about that, too. We're going to talk about Secret Invasion, by golly.
Well, it seems...
But also, the next one I got was the Immortal Iron Fist. Yeah, I don't know if anybody's been reading this one, but I'm really liking Iron Fist. I like Iron Fist, but by golly, I like Iron Fist.
I totally agree. Like, I have that issue, too, but I haven't gotten to reading it, but I have definitely been digging this whole series. I've read a lot online about people who are tired of the story not going anywhere, but, I mean, it's... The storyline that they're dealing with shouldn't be rushed, in my opinion. I don't understand how he's got time to jump back and forth between, you know, this battleground and Earth, but at the same time, it's a heavy, heavy storyline. I mean, to me, the only thing you could change is give us a little bit more background on the characters he's fighting. I mean, they're doing a ton of background work on the people that put him where he is and how some of them are traitors and some of them are getting ready to lead a revolt and all this junk. I haven't read this issue, but so far they haven't really given you much on the actual fighters.
No, not much. Some of the fighters look really cool, and I'd want to see what their background was. Like, one was called, like, the Orphan.
Yeah.
That was a good character.
Yeah, you know there's got to be some kind of twisted background here, but we're not getting them yet. So, but, I mean... Yeah. Did this issue... Where did this issue actually go?
It's I set up for the big battle between Hydra and Iron Fist, who gathers the other weapons. So it's pretty sweet. I don't want to spoiler alert it, but I think I will.
That's fine.
It sets up for the next issue. It's going to be a big battle. It's going to be good.
The whole definition of this episode will be spoilers.
Yeah.
We'll get John.
The spoiler cast. We're going to show your dreams.
Yeah, we'll get John back in here to tell us who wins the game tonight. We'll be like, well, just so you know.
And the covers have been beautiful on the Iron Fist, too.
Oh yeah, definitely.
That cover 13? Awesome.
Yeah, I've been digging the whole thing. Even the short story about the Iron Fist before him. Did you read that one?
Yeah. I want to hear more about that one.
Yeah, and I was hoping that they'd start putting one of those out every so often. I don't. Did they call it an annual or something like that?
I think so. It's kind of like a one-shot about the Green Mist.
Yeah.
You pick that one up?
Yeah. I've really, like, everything that they've done with Iron Fist and Moon Knight. I don't know if you've been reading Moon Knight, but since they brought him back.
Oh, yeah, I love it.
I mean, they took him to a whole nother level, and that's exactly where he needs to be, because he's twisted as they come.
Yeah. So at first, everybody's wrote him off as being like a copy of Batman, but they're changing him up, so he's a lot different.
Yeah. Since Ghost Rider came back, it really looks like Quesada and them sat down and really planned out where they were going to go. So I'm impressed with that.
Yeah, I stopped with Ghost Rider.
I read up to
the Angel reveal, and I was like, man.
I'm kind of interested in that. I mean, they just switched writers, though, so I'm not sure where we're going to go now. But I believe Jason Aaron's writing it now, and I liked a lot of the stuff he's done in the past. So I'm going to see where he goes. I reserve the right to pull the plug at any time. So we'll just have to see what happens. You have any more Marvel stuff?
Just if anybody checks out newsama.com. They got some great art coming up for the 1985 project done by Mark Miller. That's going to look really awesome. With the Marvel characters like crossing over to like our real world, like I would read that. To see them, like the Hobgoblin flying by in a glider, or Ultron killing your neighbors. Nuts! It's like a horror movie. It's awesome.
That would be crazy.
Yeah, it's like what the hell.
Well, I do have a couple indies here, which. As it works out, I think probably one show each month we're going to spend this much time on comics, just so we don't drag the whole show into the comics realm. And during that one show, I'll mention some of the top indie books that I'm reading. Again, there are a ton of indie books out there. I know Slim said last time he was on that he doesn't read a whole lot of indies, but there is one that he was talking about to me before the show, and I've got three here that I think you might enjoy if you're looking for something outside the normal realm. The first one, The Stranded, which is a lot like Heroes. There's basically superheroes all around the world who don't know they have superpowers until someone who either knows or someone who's hunting them basically unlocks that power. It's been pretty good so far. I believe Steve McNiven did some of the covers on the first book. I'm not sure how involved he's going to be from that point on, but it's been really, really cool so far. I believe Sci-Fi is involved with promoting it. It's run through Virgin Comics, and right now, issue 3 is the last one that came out. Also, I'm reading Speed Racer. I don't know if you've seen this book on the shelves or not, Slim, but the covers have been really, really cool. And
I thought they didn't pick it up.
If you didn't watch the cartoon, it probably wouldn't be as enjoyable, but there's a ton of like inside jokes and throwbacks to the cartoon that it just makes it funny. I don't want to give away too much of the storyline because we've spent a lot of time in the comic section this week, but definitely pick it up if you're in for something that's just fun. If you watch the cartoon and you kind of miss it, pick it up. It's hilarious. They talk about previous speed racers and his family history and how he gets his power, his speed power, if you will. It's really cool. And that one is also through IDW, and it's on book number 3 as well. The last book I wanted to mention is through IDW, and they're on issue 2, and it's sort of a throwback to the video game section, Silent Hill Sinner's Reward. I know a lot of people know the Silent Hill movie. It started out as a video game, for those of you who don't know. Don't rush out and pick up the last one to come out. If you want to play a good quality Silent Hill game, find the original for PlayStation 1, and take my word for it. It will freak you out. And if you enjoy it, pick up this comic book, because the art is amazing, and it's just like the game. You played Silent Hill, haven't you, Slim?
No, a little too scary for me.
Oh, come on, man. Okay, well, I know John plays Silent Hill, and he'd probably tell you it's too scary, too, because it freaked him out when we played it. But basically, the way they did the camera angles in the game, you couldn't see where you were going. You hear noises of things being around you, but you couldn't actually see it coming. The artwork in this comic somehow reinforces that. There's images that are just too fuzzy to tell what's ahead. You're in the main character's head the whole time, so you don't know what's going on with anything around him, anything that's going on. All you know is what he's thinking, what he's feeling guilty about, and so on and so forth. And it's really, if you're into reading horror, it's an intriguing comic. And I would say to pick it up, like I said, if you're into the reading of horror, it hasn't been too bad. And that's it for the comic book section this week. I know John's starting to have some technical difficulties. I don't know if he's back with us right now or not. John, are you here?
Yeah, I'm here.
All right, buddy. I think we're ready to wrap it up. You guys have some grind your gears?
You betcha.
All right, let me hit that beautiful music. And go ahead.
All right. The biggest one I have is the San Francisco Giants, with the new allegations of Barry Bonds, have now taken down everything that has to do with Barry Bonds in their stadium. And this is getting ridiculous. I have a little spot on the website that talks about the Barry Bonds allegations and everything, and it talks about they took it down because of this and that. And, you know, I'll tell you right now, there's still no proof on any of this. So why are they even doing it? So
Are you asking us? I don't know.
Yeah, we should probably wait till it all, like, it's proven.
Yeah,
or disproven.
They're pretty much tanking the rest of his career. I don't think we're ever going to know what he could have done, because I think they're pretty much saying they don't care. You know, it's sort of like Pete Rose, only we had evidence for him. You know?
Well, he came out and admitted it, you know, and Bonds doesn't have anything that's actually pointed to him other than people saying he did. But every test has been negative. It's never been positive. So I think they just need to drop it. Let him be the home run king.
And the fact that they're stripping everything from the stadium now, I mean, it's just, it's sad. I mean, they rode that gravy train as long as they could get the money out of it. And now that he's gone, they don't even have anything left. It was interesting. I heard an interview on the Mike Tirico podcast this past week, and they were talking to, forgive me, I can't remember the network he's with, but he does one of the major evening news broadcasts. And this guy had actually interviewed Jose Canseco, who started this mess, for anybody who doesn't remember, with his book Juiced. And he's basically been crying ever since because Major League Baseball won't even let him work for free. And he's written another book now saying that A-Rod might actually juice, which we had mentioned in the show prior to, that we're not accusing him of juicing, but we think it's funny that they accuse Barry Bonds and Mark McGwire and Sammy Sosa. But, you know, A-Rod's able to do the same amount of home runs in a season. He's able to break the same records. He's able to do the same things on the field. Why aren't we questioning him? He's got more teammates than anybody else who's juicing in the league, but we're not questioning him. And then, you know, Canseco comes out with his book and says that, you know, such and such trainer that he calls in the book Max, he happens to know gives steroids or HGH to his players, and he was involved with A-Rod and blah, blah, blah. And there's been no documented evidence, and according to the interview on Tirico's show, even the guy who did the interview said he's done all the research he can humanly do, and he can't prove that there's ever been anybody directly related to A-Rod that has anything to do with steroids that would fit this description of this so-called Max. So I think Canseco's just trying to sell a second book personally. I think he's a sore loser. He thought he was going to get somewhere by, you know, basically
ratting out everyone.
Yeah, and ruining the sport of baseball, and they're finding a way to laugh in his face, because baseball is actually coming back. And I know that I had just recently started watching it again in the last couple years. And if you're still a doubter about baseball, and I think John got back into baseball the same way, go catch a game. There's still nothing like sitting in a stadium and watching a live baseball game. Football,
yeah,
football,
and
so is basketball and all that. But take
totally agree.
Yeah, take your girl, take your man, go buy him a hot dog at a baseball game.
And a beer.
Yeah, make sure that you have, you know, $400 extra so that you can afford it. But
or perhaps a soda pop.
Oh, you can't afford that too. You got to sacrifice the hot dog or the beer. But, you know, go to a live game if you're still doubting baseball, because it's even a minor league game. The spirit is still there. You know, when you're up there,
You
can't smell the steroids. And unless you're in San Francisco, nobody's there with a syringe. So, you know, this is still the game. I don't know if I'd call it America's game, because football is definitely what I base my calendar on. But baseball, if you shorten the season, would be a close second.
Well, I don't know if you guys know about this one or not, but NFL is trying to get a hair rule in a place. And what that means is people like Troy Polamalu is going to have to cut his hair. Another, you know, I don't play professional football, which I did, but I think that's crap. You know, that almost takes away your freedom. You know, in the Bill of Rights, where you can do exactly whatever you want as long as it's in law, you know, you're not breaking laws. So now you got to cut your hair because you play a certain sport. That's ridiculous. That's like the Yankees organization when Damon came over and he had to get a haircut and trim his beard. That's crap.
Yeah. My thing is, like, I understand how it may sound like it's not fair, but these guys make a lot of money to go out there, and baseball players especially, don't do much. I mean, yeah, you got to be athletic, you got to be able to hit a ball, yada, yada, yada. But there's some guys out there who are in some piss-poor shape. And they're getting a lot of money to still be standing out there on the field. And some of them don't even have to stand on the field if they're a DH in the American League. They just got to go out there and hit the ball. They don't even have to run the bases if they don't hit a home run. I mean, that's a lot of money to be like, I ain't cutting my hair, fool. I mean, come on, cut your hair. You're making millions of dollars. I mean, this is the first Grungy Gears in history of this show that we've disagreed. But I got to say, you're making that kind of money, cut your hair. You're making the money I make? No, I'm not cutting my hair. I'm not shaving my beard.
I'm surprised nobody's grabbed a hold of it during, like, a play or whatnot.
I think it's happened in a game, but I don't know that there's been a penalty for it, and there probably will be now, but I don't think they
have
a penalty in place.
Well, you remember a couple years ago when it was Ricky Williams running down the field, I think it was, and somebody went to grab his jersey and grabbed his hair and pulled him down.
Oh,
and,
yeah,
you know,
I do remember that now.
So I think that's, you know, plus Paul Malu's hair has gotten way out of hand. You can't even read his name. But still, I still think that they shouldn't do this because that's ridiculous. Why even have that rule in place?
Yeah, his hair is pretty drastically long now. I mean, I can see him setting limits on how long your hair should be. All right, Slim, you have anything you want to grind your gears on?
No, I don't think I'm good.
Oh, way to come to the show prepared.
Jeez.
You're off the show. I have a little one. In my neighborhood, and John knows full and well about this, we have a brat pack of kids who, from dusk to dawn, ride their bikes and their wacky skateboards all over the apartment complex. I don't mind. I have my own kid. I was a kid once. I know what it's like to play outside. But they're causing damage. This goes out there. All you parents, control your children. In the past week, I've gotten bad, and I do mean bad, scratches on both of my vehicles from kids riding their bikes and not being able to control themselves and slamming into the side of my car. Now, I don't drive, you know, Benzitos or anything like that, but I don't want my stuff damaged because you can't control your children. So I'm not going to go any deeper into this because the apartment complex here has done a pretty good job so far, but control your kids or don't have them. The key word here is there's control someplace. You control them before you have it, or you control them after you have them. But you got to control them somewhere. I mean, this is a crazy messed up world. You know, your kids can come up missing just like that nowadays. You cannot let your kids just run around, and then be shocked when something bad happens. And if they hit my car again, something bad's going to happen. I'm just playing. But come on, I mean.
That's bad some kids with little heels, some heelys.
Yeah.
Wheels in their shoes.
That zip right into you in the mall and stuff. Yeah. It's unbelievable.
You
I mean,
knock them over.
I can't be good on your heels either. I mean, there's people who are like 60, 70 years old who walk crooked just from being old and walking all their lives. I can't imagine what these kids are going to be like when they hit the 60. They're like
heely injuries.
Yeah, they're all in wheelchairs because their heels are just completely destroyed. I mean, I don't know. I just show some respect. You know, if you have children, know where they are. Know what they're doing. And, you know, own up to something. If your kids do some damage, fess up to it. And be like, you know, I'm sorry, my kid did this. You know, my kid throws a fork or throws some chicken across the room at a restaurant. I turn around and apologize. I don't duck and cover. So that's all I'm saying is show some respect.
Yeah, and another thing, like, as we mentioned, you know, in a couple episodes ago, we all work in retail. A thing that makes me mad is, you know, I handicap people. You know, I'm not saying they make me mad, but I'm saying that, you know, there are certain people that need electric wheelchairs, and there are certain people that don't need electric wheelchairs. We've got a couple people that come into Walmart. They don't need them, but they drive them around, and they yell at each other, him and his wife, all day long. And you know what? That kind of stuff makes me mad, because you don't need it, and there's an older gentleman up there or an older lady up there that's waiting on one, and he's taking it up, just driving around. And another thing, I think you need license for it. I got hit by a guy one time because he was backing up and he wasn't paying attention. You know, I'm down on my knees stocking a shelf, and I get hit. And what's he do? Doesn't apologize, just zooms off him. You know?
That would be pretty funny to see, though.
That's ridiculous.
Boom! Ah! Hurry! Okay, I guess not.
Just tipped him over.
Help, I've fallen. I can't get up.
Well, if I knew where, like, if there was an on and off switch in the back, I would have flipped it and been like, well, you better start running, because I'm sure you don't need one.
John busts out his police officer-issued handgun and blows one of the tires. The guy's like, plop, 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 plop. Flies into an end cap. Oh, my gosh, help me. I wonder if...
I don't know. I mean, I guess that goes along with, you know, you were talking about the kids and stuff. It's just some of these older people, you know, I understand a lot of people just don't want to walk around. But, hey, lean on the shopping cart as you push it. That takes a lot of stress off your legs. It takes a lot of stress off your whole body. Because I see people with these electric scooters, they'll go down an aisle, and they're like, oh, I passed that. They'll get out of the cart, walk to the end of the aisle, pick it up, put it in their basket, and then go again. Okay, yeah. If you can walk that far, I'm so sure that you could push a cart and walk that far. You know?
Yeah, but again, that's a common courtesy thing. I mean, you can't force people to do that kind of stuff. But it would be nice, you know, if somebody's coming in behind you that really does have issues. I mean, think about them. Think about what if it was your mother or your father that, you know, really had some bad trouble getting around. I mean, would you want them to not have something like that available for them to shop with? You know, to me, I can't stand going into the store you work in, because I'll probably come out crippled one of these days from the people who run me over on their carts. But
well, you know,
regular cart. Just stand there, God, you feel like you're in, like, a traffic jam. People start whizzing by you.
You guys in your fancy super retail outlets.
You know, maybe even just bring in medical documentation. You know, saying, hey, I do need one. Because I'm sorry, but there's people come in there, you know, there's some that are a little overweight, you know, and I'm sure that's hard on your legs and your knees and stuff. I'm sure it is, you know. Not denying that whatsoever, but... You know, are you obese? You know, because obese people, yeah, I can see you need one. You know, but if you're not legally obese or anything, then you should have no problem walking. Maybe that's what you should do.
I just have a question. I have a question. Is there such thing as...
Where did you buy the room?
Well, that's a good one. Because if you're legally obese and you can't walk, you probably have to have one anyway. But is there such thing as being illegally obese?
Have you seen them kids on the Maury Boat Show?
I try to avoid that show.
Man.
Pretty big?
You see them kids on there, and it's like them poor kids. They're having such a hard life.
I feel bad. I'm like John, though. I mean, those people, if they come into a store, they would need something like that to get around. That's what they're there for, and it's not fair that somebody else would take that away from them. But unless Slim is coming,
we're not
grind your gears, I think we need to look towards wrapping it up. Final words, John? Sounds like you might still have a little gear grinding.
No, I just wanted to make sure that everyone knew we weren't making fun of anyone. We were just kind of just little things that we've seen that just kind of get us going, you know, grinds our gears. I'm not making fun of anybody who uses a wheelchair. It's just maybe certain people don't need them, you know. That's it.
Yeah, but you definitely don't need to when others that should really do need them.
Yep.
Like Slim, you know.
Boo.
Boo.
And by all means, if you guys have gears to grind, we have a forum. Not sure if we told you this, www.everythingnewsteam.webs.com. On the homepage or on the left side of the screen, look for the word forum, and you will find the link. And both pages, the link is called DENT, and it's underlined. Click on it, come on in, register, sign in. All four of us, if not five of us, if Jeff decides to become one of our hosts, will be on there at one point or another to answer your questions. There is a section for grinding your own gears. Come on in, throw out your topics. Yeah, woo! No!
We can all grind together.
No. But come on in, throw out your gear grinding, and
we can all grind each other.
We will grind you on the podcast live. That's what.
Woo! I'm with you on the podcast floor.
We secretly started this podcast so that we could grind with you. And we can grind to any beat. It doesn't really matter.
Love in this club.
I thought we were going to hear a song there from Star and Light Drive-In.
I like to
eat. It sure sounded like it. But
well,
you guys have anything else to say?
No, I think that about does it.
All right. Well,
I think I'll touch on that kid with the wheelie thing.
Uh-oh.
Take the wheels out their shoes when they're in the grocery store.
He's going to touch a kid with wheelies. I don't know if we want to do this.
What?
You said you were gonna touch on some kids with wheelies.
No, the subject matter. The subject matter at hand.
I don't think we need to offend the audience anymore.
Okay, yeah.
I do think those things should be restricted from public places, though.
Seriously, you walk down an aisle, boom, some little kid whizzes right by you. They didn't say excuse me or nothing.
And the thing is, they don't do it constantly. Like, they'll be walking along, and then all of a sudden they're gliding. That freaks you out.
Yeah, I look up, I see a kid not moving his legs.
Yeah.
I think it's a ghost.
Or better yet, like in the pharmacy area at the store you work at, where you can see their upper body but not their lower body, and you just see them gliding along like, what?
I'm about to break out the mystery machine.
Okay,
that makes you kind of want to pull some off the Big Daddy, you know, throw a stick and trip them as they're going by.
Yeah.
That would be funny.
We should all be issued sticks.
Hey.
See a kid skating by.
Special
nail
right
him.
Now. If you call right now to the forum, we will throw in your free nail 'em sticks for free. And for this special one-of-a-time offer, Slim will sing to you from his Starlight Drive-In soundtracks.
That's right, ladies.
Wait, I got some.
So get scared, get some popcorn, and sit back with your stick and a little drive.
Get scared.
Are you ready, lady?
Get funky.
All right.
All right, well, this has been a long episode. We apologize, but we're just so happy to have Slim back.
And we'll give them bang for their $3.
Always. Always have to give us a lower rating
right.
When you do that.
We better start charging.
It's funny.
Every time Slim's on the show, this episode will be $20. Please deposit now.
That's right.
And then
all right, let's wrap it up.
Have our special hold music. I'm going to have a lot to edit.
Wrap it up.
All right, guys. Well, like we said, send us an email, everythingnewsteam@yahoo.com. Come to the website, www.everythingnewsteam.webs.com. Find everything else there. MySpace is something / I don't know.
MySpace.com/everythingnewsteam. Add us to your friends and us a comment.
And instead of everything,
please tell your friends.
Instead of everything news team, if you type in the Starlight Drive-In, you'll find Slim.
Yeah. Oh yeah.
And that's all we got. This has been an Everything News Team production, 2008. Hasta luego.
So, from all of us at Aerosmith, to all of you out there, wherever you are, remember, the light at the end of the tunnel may be you. Good night.